Gusto, Hevia, Hello Earth Agency, Ecology, Drop Bear, Beer Co, Bed, Footwear, Booty, Willida, On Your Maker's Mark. No, I'm not doing an advert. All of these businesses have one thing in common. Do you know what it is? Well, along with more than 4,700 other businesses across 78 countries around the world, they are all B Corps. But what does that mean? What is a B Corp? Hello and welcome to episode 4 of Easy Being Green, Lessons in Sustainable Business for SMEs. It's March, which means it's B Corp month. And I thought that's a great opportunity to dig a little deeper into the organisation of B Corp and find out more about that B logo that you might have seen popping up on meal delivery boxes, marketing agency websites, e-commerce, product packaging, asset manager and financial planner email signatures, design studios, beauty brands, and so much more over the last 15 years. I hope you enjoy today's episode. Back in 2006, the non-profit network B Lab was launched, and its mission was to inspire and enable people to use business as a force for good. B Lab has since grown to be an international network that creates standards, policies, tools, and programs that shift the behavior, culture, and structural underpinnings of capitalism. Basically, it's a network that is leading the business world towards balancing planet and people with profit, with the aim of moving our economy towards one that benefits all, not just the wealthiest few, which sounds pretty good. B Lab certifies B Corporations. So to become a B Corp certified business, you must meet very high standards of social and environmental performance, transparency, and accountability. So to do that, to achieve a B Corp certification, you must be a business, you must be a for-profit company, and you must have at least 1 year of operations under your belt. The next step is to complete a free initial assessment. This is called the B Impact Assessment, or BIA. It's a confidential online tool that is tailored to a company's industry, size, sector, and location. And it's used to measure a company's impact on its workers, communities, customers, and the environment, from its supply chain to its carbon footprint to its inclusion policies, all that very good stuff. The BIA contains around 200 questions, and the responses that you give when you're applying are verified by B Lab's independent standards team. It's a very diligent process, and it may require multiple team members or sectors of a business to curate and input the necessary data. To qualify as a B Corp, a company needs a minimum score of 80 points from the BIA. However, often a business won't achieve this score on their first application, which is why more than, well, I'm guessing, actually I haven't asked B Corp this, but I'm guessing it's why more than 150,000 businesses are currently measuring and managing their impact using the BIA, but only around 4,700 are currently B Corp certified. If you do this BIA, if you apply and you don't qualify, you don't get those 80 points, 80 plus points first time, that's okay, because the BIA is also a framework for measuring and improving the impact of an organization. And it can be used in that way, even if you are not intending to become a B Corp certified business. If a business doesn't make the minimum requirements to be a B Corp on its first BIA application, it can apply once again once it has made these improvements. I asked B Corp about this, and James Gaffery, the Director of Growth and Product at B Lab UK, told me that it's actually rare for companies to achieve a verified score of 80 plus points initially, and most are subsequently required to make improvements based on the policies and practices highlighted in the BIA. He told me there is no such thing as failing the BIA. Companies simply go back and use the tool to improve. So you're thinking about applying to be a B Corp. You're going to fill in your BIA. This is what you need to know about what is measured by a B Corp certification. So the BIA measures a company's impact on its workers, community, environment, and customers by looking at its operations, policies, and processes in five key areas. And those are governance, workers, environment, community, and customers. So once you've put in your BIA and you've got your 80 points or more, and you've got your B Corp certification, the journey does not end there, which is a good thing, of course. But once a B Corp has received its certification, it needs to recertify every 3 years. And this involves using the BIA again throughout this time period to keep check on how the business is tracking and if there are areas where improvements need to be made. The BIA itself is continually updated with the latest best practice in environmental and social standards, which means a B Corp would be wise to be actively using the BIA regularly to ensure it too is up to date with the latest best practice. Between certifications, B Corps are also required to publish an annual impact report, which can be shared with anyone who has a vested interest in the company. So it could go to your staff, your shareholders, your directors, board members, customers, partners, and suppliers. An impact report transparently demonstrates the progress and future plans of a B Corp. So it's kind of something that we should all have anyway, really. So you're thinking about applying for a B Corp certification. Should you do it? Well, apart from the obvious need to improve standards of social and environmental performance in business, as well as transparency and accountability to ensure sustainability can be achieved for both businesses and the planet and the people in the planet, it seems that the old adage of doing good is good for business is certainly true for B Corps. A survey conducted by B Lab UK in 2021 found that B Corps saw an average turnover growth of 26% between 2017 and 2020, which was higher than the national average of 5%. B Corps also saw an average employee headcount growth of 14% between 2018 and 2020, which compared to the national average of just 1%. 44% of B Corps seeking investment found certification helped attract investors. 98% of B Corps believe that certification is likely to contribute to future success, and 88% of B Corps would recommend certifying. So our friends over at Hello Earth Agency, our B Corp, and Stephanie Fisher, who is the founder of Hello Earth, told me that the company achieved B Corp certification after a period of rapid growth and during an extraordinary time of change. She said, "We really needed to focus our commitments to our team and our charitable partners. We recognize the unique mission of honest, sustainable brands who are working to give their stories the platform and profit they deserve at a time when the planet needs them most. The values of our company are cemented in our legal structure and mission statement, and we have been working on building a culture of change." So Hello Earth designed its impact model to drive business, industry, and community impact whilst aligning with the global net zero and sustainable development goals. And Stephanie told me, like many businesses, we still have room to improve and we recognize that. Achieving our B Corp certification was a huge milestone for us and we are very proud of it. Being B Corp certified holds us accountable to our team, our clients, our partners and the planet. The work is never done and businesses have a responsibility to keep striving for better. So for us normal humans, as they like to call us, consumers, should we be looking for B Corps when making purchasing decisions? Well, the thing here is that the difference between a B Corp certificate and many other accreditations or stamps of approval that you see out there is that B Corp takes a holistic view of a business's impact on people and the planet. So it's not just focusing on one element like carbon footprint or an environmentally positive supply chain or fair treatment of workers, but it's looking at a rounded, holistic view of the whole picture. Also, the fact that the assessment process to become B Corp certified is so rigorous, yet certification is still not guaranteed. That alone makes B Corp authentic and credible, in my opinion. So companies that achieve certification have made a legal commitment to be accountable to all their stakeholders, not just shareholders. So that includes customers, staff, workers, all of those people, not just shareholders. They also have made a commitment to demonstrate high social and environmental performance and maintain or improve that performance over each 3-year period in order to attain recertification. And they also have to be completely transparent about how they measured up against B Lab standards, because their performance information is displayed on B Lab or B Corp's website. So I said right at the beginning of this podcast that March is B Corp month. What is B Corp month? It's, James told me from B Lab, it's an annual campaign that takes place in March, and it's all about celebrating what it means to be a B Corp and raising awareness of the movement using business as a force for good. For this year's theme, Behind the B, the focus is going behind the scenes to uncover what makes B Corps better businesses. And James, of course, said you can find out more about what they've been up to in the UK on the B Corp month page, and I will link to that page in our show notes. An interesting part of this campaign that I saw was that the first UK dedicated B Corp shop opened up in Soho in London, and it's called Good News. And the shop has acted as a destination to showcase B Corp businesses, to educate and inspire consumers to buy better. So head along to the website and have a look about that. Have a look at that. It's super, super interesting. So thanks so much for listening to today's episode. It was a short and sweet one today, just diving a little bit deeper into B Corp. But I hope it's been useful and at least a little bit inspiring to your own sustainable business journey. This podcast is also available as a written article on weareearthcollective.com. If you'd like to get in touch with me about this episode, or if you have ideas for a future episode, you can do that by following at @weareearthco on Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, or TikTok. I hope you can join me next time. Until then, stay collected and don't forget to keep it green.